Jeremiah chapter 40. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh. After Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him, being bound and chained amongst all that were captive and carried away from Jerusalem and Yehuda, who were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah, and he said to him, Yahweh your Elohim has pronounced this evil upon this place. Now Yahweh has brought it, and done according as he has said, because you have sinned against Yahweh, and have not obeyed his voice, and for this reason this thing has come upon you. And now, understand, I set you loose this day from the chains that were on your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me to Babylon, then come, and I will look well to you. But if it seems ill to you to come with me to Babylon, then hold off from coming, and understand all the land is before you. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there. Now he was not yet gone back. He said, go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Yehuda, and dwell with him among the people, or go wherever it seems convenient to you to go. And so the captain of the guard gave him food and a reward, and let him go. And then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and stayed with him there amongst the people that were left in the land. And now when all the captains of the forces who were in the fields, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam governor in the land, and had committed to him men and women and children, and the poor of the land, and those who had not been carried away captive to Babylon, then they came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Yohanan, and Jonathan, and the sons of Kiriah, and Syria, the son of Tanhumeth, and the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, and Yesaniah, the son of Maakathite, and they and their men. And Gedaliah and the son of Ahikam, and the son of Shaphan, swore to them and to their men by saying, do not fear to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will be well with you. And as for me, understand, I will dwell at Mizpah to serve the Chaldeans who will come to us. But you, gather wine and summer fruits and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews that were in Moab, and among the Ammonites and the Edom, and that were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Yehuda, and that he had set over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, even all the Jews returned out of all the places to where they had been driven. And they came to the land of Yehuda, to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much. And moreover, Yohanan, the son of Kariah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, and said to him, do you certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to kill you? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, do not believe them. Then Yohanan, the son of Kiriah, spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, let me go, I ask of you, and I will kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no man will know of it. For what reason should he kill you, that all the Jews who have been scattered to you should be scattered, gathered to you should be scattered, and then remnant in Yehuda perish? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said to Yohanan, the son of Kariah, you will not do this thing, for you speak falsely of Ishmael. End of chapter.